Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, Bully Ray and I talk to Matt Cardona. And we start off talking about GCW, and then it turns to the NWA. And man, does he have some interesting things to say about not just the NWA, but your NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Trevor Murdoch. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Somebody who we just had on last week, but we had to get him on again. And not just to talk about what took place on Sunday night, but also what's going to take place tonight with the NWA and NWA Power on Fight TV and YouTube. We bring in friend of the show, Bully, Matt Cardona. Matt, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me back. I was just on last week, right?
Yes.
I should be a host of this show with you guys, a co-host. What do you think?
Sure. Dave, okay. You're fired.
Shut up, Paul.
Matt.
Matt, good having you on. Thank you for the time again.
Dude, amazing job. Really. Amazing job. You really, you and Chelsea, and I can't leave Janella out of this because he was part of the dance too and everybody else that you had involved. You worked that room as well as anybody ever has. Kudos, thumbs up, bravo. Excellent, excellent job. End of story.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot coming from you. Man, there were times in that match where I just had to turn away from the camera because I felt like I was smiling because I was having so much fun in there. I said it last time, I think Mikey Whipwreck brought me to ECW One Night Stand 2005, and I've always wanted to wrestle in that building. I never thought I'd have that opportunity and to be there, and it was everything I hoped it would be and more. My parents were there. I don't think they necessarily understood why everyone was booing me, but I also promised my mom that there would be no blood, and of course, I got hard weighed in the front and the back, bleeding from my nose, the back of my head, so sorry, Mom, but what a night. I loved it.
Yeah, and I do want to get into NWA, but we have to talk about what took place on Sunday. I mean, what was it like for you to walk in that building with the history? You know, you're doing the, with Enter Sandman, and then you see the banner hanging from the rafters, if Cardona wins, we riot. I mean, that had to be special, walking into that building and seeing that.
Oh, man, so I had made a T-shirt. If Cardona wins, we riot. And then someone just had the sign. People thought I planted that sign. No, fans really brought that. It was just great that I had the shirt made, playing off that Cena sign from so many years ago. But when I walked in that building, I had instant goosebumps. It was just a special, special night because I'm such a diehard ECW fan, so that building meant so much to me. I never got to go there for the real ECW shows. But like I said, I saw that One Night Stand. I feel like that was the final ECW show. I mean, Bully, you were there for the whole thing. So I don't know. That night was just incredible. But for me, this show at Hammerstein was even more incredible because it was like I got the little tease in 2005, just being a fan, hoping one day I'd get to wrestle there. And I finally did. And it was everything I thought it would be.
it really was a great night for the company. And I think you deserve a lot of credit. One of the things that me and Dave were talking about to open up the show was GCW sold out the Hammerstein on their own, just with the letters GCW. But you created a buzz for yourself and for the entire company that I think made people want to watch the show even more, specifically your match. What I want to talk about is the NWA. Do you think you can do for the same thing for the NWA with your social media that you did for GCW?
I want to. That's why I came to NWA, because I've said this on the NWA on Power, and it wasn't just me trying to get a reaction. When I was 6 years old and I watched the NWA, I thought it sucked. I thought everything was just old and dated and boring. And now, 30 years later, it's the same thing. It still sucks. It's still boring. It's still dated. Like, what are we doing? There's a difference between being nostalgic and living in the past, right? Like, there's no entrance music. Like, if you're trying to attract new fans, someone's turning this on, you just got two guys walking out to fight with no music play. Like, what
is this? I couldn't disagree with you more about the NWA. First of all, 30 years ago, I fucking loved the NWA. And now I love the way the NWA presents itself on TV. It's no bullshit. It's no like high production, you know, relying on other things. They rely on the action in the ring and the characters that are on that show. You couldn't be more wrong about the NWA.
Now listen, I think NWA as a company is incredible. I was there for the tapings. I had an excellent time. I was never handed a script of what to say, mm-hmm. not even bullet points. Just told, you're talking on this show, which I loved. Absolutely loved. I love that every week since those tapings, the whole roster gets an email. Here are the things to plug this week. Here are the match graphics. Here are the photos. So they obviously want this to succeed. They're obviously trying, and they're going in the right direction, in my opinion. But I think if you want to attract some new fans, not just the old fans like you, Dave, we need to change with the times a little bit. And if I can help in any way, I'm going to try my best.
So, Matt, do you think, let's say a GCW diehard who loves the performance that Cardona gave them the other night, do you think if you're able to attract them to watch you on NWA, that they're going to stick and stay for the product? Or do you think it's a little too outdated for a GCW fan or even maybe an AEW fan?
I'm trying to get a reaction out of people, whether you absolutely love me or absolutely hate me. As long as you love me or hate me and you feel something, that's all I care about. So that GCW match at Hammerstein, I read so many people say, match of the night, favorite match ever. I read other things, you know, overbooked, you know, attitude era. I don't give a shit. As long as you feel something towards me, whether it be love or hate, and there's a reaction when I walk through that curtain, that's all I care about. Right? That's all I care about. And I will do that in NWA. I'm going to try my best. And I know they're going to give me the opportunity. I was there for a couple of days, did a taping. Like I said, ultimate opportunity there. I talked like five different times, not one script, not one little line, not one pointer, nothing. Just go out there and talk. And that's not just for me. That's for all the talent there. So I think NWA is a great place for people to find themselves, shine, get second chances. And I'm really excited to keep working with NWA. And I think this time in wrestling is great for me because I can do GCW. I can do NWA. I can do Impact. I can do a bumblefuck indie in West Virginia. I can do whatever I want. And I'm honing my craft. You know, I'm learning as I go. I don't know everything. I don't want to say I'm throwing shit against the wall because everything I'm trying is calculated. But I'm taking these risks and these chances, and they're not all going to be a success. I'm going to fall flat on my face on some things, but at least I have the opportunity. That's all I've ever wanted was opportunity.
Well, Matt, you actually make, you know, you made the statement and you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm 50, I'm already slipping on ice and falling downstairs. So that's my future ahead of me, but I am 50. So you probably shouldn't have a show geared towards over the 50 year old. And when you look at NWA, I love it. Why? Because it's like comfort food to me. The set, the nostalgia aspect, the way they present the product. So if you and Billy Corgan were to have a meeting and he asked you, all right, Matt, We need to attract a bigger audience. We need to attract younger fans. What would you say to Billy? What would you change about the NWA?
Listen, I love the old school set. Listen, even I'm nostalgic for it, even though I thought it sucked when I was a kid. I still remember. It's still part of my childhood, right? But maybe that should be like once a year, they go back to that old school stuff where the no music. We need some energy. You can't even, as a wrestler, as a performer, get excited for your match. You're walking out and there's just nothing playing. It's hard for me, at least. But I think they're on the right path. They know what they're doing. They got the Fight TV. So they're playing it there, right? Then on YouTube. So it's not like it's not accessible for people to watch, but you want people to continue to watch. So I think they just need to change the product. They need a face of the company like me. Trevor Murdoch, no offense to Trevor, but the guy's not even verified on social media, right? How can you have a world champion not even verified on social media? That's an embarrassment. I think he's like 10,000 followers. That's horrible. Well, my dog has 10,000 followers.
You could see this great action, NWA Power, every Tuesday at 6:05 on YouTube and Fight. All right. Listen. So it's almost like you have a canvas, an open canvas. So, you know, here you are coming in.
Trevor Murdoch is a guy who, when I first got to WWE, treated me like shit. You know, he was one of the boys in the dressing room, right? I was this
timeout. Legit. Wow.
Legit. You know, he was one of the cool guys in the dressing room, right? Kaden Murdoch didn't like having to work the major brothers on dark matches, you know, didn't like that. So now, all these years later, you know, I think my success has been my revenge. And I'm happy for Trevor now. He's come back. You know, he's wrestling. You know, his son gets to see him wrestle. That's great. But this story is over for Trevor. He got his title, right? He has the picture of him in the Harley gear with the title. That's great. It's over, Trevor. We need a real champion at NWA. Someone who's going to bring some credibility to the title, some buzz, some attention. Like I said, the guy's not even verified. The guy's not even fucking verified. So, come on.
See, Dave, this is what I always talk about realism. Like, uh-huh. I had no idea that Cardona was shoot pissed at Trevor Murdoch. The minute I heard that, I'm immediately invested. Well, because I could just see in my head what was going on in that locker room during that time.
Just for fact's sake, he actually has less than 10,000 followers. He has about 9,300 Twitter followers, Matt.
Damn.
But you know what? Maybe you're that kick in the ass that this company needs. And like Bully said, you know, Bully has always preached on the show, we need a little bit more realism. You know, that story you just told, I think that should be shown on NWA Power on a Tuesday night at 6:05.
Oh, I certainly mentioned it. And now, you know, with Mike Knox watching my back, Mike Knox, talking about realism, I've known this guy since 2006, since Deep South Wrestling. We went through that vigorous training together, that Bill DeMott training together. And Knox is somebody who I felt like never really got the opportunity he deserved. And he's still hungry. I'm glad he's getting that second chance. And if he's going to, you know, one of us is going to beat Trevor for that title, whether it be Knox or me. We just need to get that off Trevor Murdoch. I mean, it's with Trevor Murdoch with a title, NWA is a sinking ship, right? They need to be saved, and we're just the saviors of NWA. That's all. We're here to save NWA. We're not invaders. We're not outsiders. We're here to save NWA. I want NWA to be a success. You know, when I go to Power Trip, I want there to be a lot of people there to see us. I don't want to go wrestle with nobody there. You know, I want my NWA merch. I want those royalty checks to be high. I don't know if Trevor's a champion, that's going to happen.
Don't you have like 2 million Twitter followers?
A little over 2 million. That's right. I think it's like 2 point something. Yeah.
Okay. So listen, you're stirring the pot and I absolutely love it, but there's a gray area here. Doesn't it make sense for a company like the NWA to want a guy like you that has over 2 million Twitter followers to possibly be holding their championship? Isn't that just good business?
And I think, you know, all these promotions that I'm working for are all benefiting of having me. Like, for GCW the other night, the Hammerstein Ballroom, I'm not exaggerating. I couldn't even get through my feed. I couldn't even see everything because there was just so many tweets. And even like today, there's still just tweets and all these photographers who were there posting all these pictures. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to retweet it. I'm going to post it. So if I'm your NWA champion, I'm going to post title shots. I'm going to post, like, I'm going to do interviews like this. There's going to be NWA title behind me. You know, I'm going to do whatever I can to be the face of the company, whether it be Impact, NWA, GCW, everything I do, I make as big as possible. At least I try to. You know, if I'm wrestling Rapid Delivery Roy Fox in Iowa, I'm going to make it a big deal no matter what I do, especially if it's for the NWA championship and I'm an NWA, you know, the top of the NWA. Of course, I'm going to make it a big deal because it is. It's the NWA.
Gabby, for the record, Bully, Gabby has double the Twitter followers than the NWA world champion right now.
I honestly think you're taking a little too many shots, LaGreca, right now. Honestly,
I'm not taking shots
at Trevor, but I think you're being a little disrespectful to Trevor.
I am not being disrespectful to Trevor, but there is something to be said by what Matt is saying. In 2022, social media is a big deal. And I think when you're a champion, or either, I think perception is reality, right, Bully? So it's either be active on social media and have a strong following, or don't be on social media at all, because I think it is a perception issue. Listen, Bully, I'm on the air right now screaming at the top of my lungs how much I love that NWA product. I'm a big fan of the NWA, the history of the NWA, and I'm a big fan of the NWA product right now, but I understand what Matt is saying. I'm trying to look at both sides. When Matt first said those things about the NWA, my first reaction was anger, because I do love the NWA product and those three letters mean the world to me. But I also understand Matt, that Matt is doing a lot in the world of wrestling. And, you know, if he's going to be a part of a company, I can understand him looking at those small things. And Bully, you always say it, those small things do mean a lot at the end of the day. So it would be unfair if I just took one side in this issue.
Matt, do you think that the NWA is open-minded to what you can bring to the table, or do you think they're content being what they are?
No, I honestly do think NWA wants to grow. Like I said, just the fact that we get these weekly emails with the match graphics, and instantly after the matches, you get the photos of all the everything you did that week. Because they know social media is powerful. They give you those links and those photos, not so you can just like smile at a picture of yourself, so you can post it, so you can, you know, promote the product. So they get it. But for some reason, they have the wrong guy on top. So, well, I mean, I think Nick Aldis did an excellent job as world champion. Excellent job. Carried himself like a star, wore the suit, was an excellent champion, wrestled all over the place. He was great. Trevor Murdoch is going backwards, bro. Totally backwards. Listen, we gave him his moment. He's wrestling for his kid, wrestling for Harley. Great. I get it. But it's time. This isn't, you know, this is show business. We can't have Trevor Murdoch, the face of the company, with his yellow teeth, big fatty. No way. It's just not going to work.
Well, I mean, but Matt, to be fair, I mean, I'm looking at your social media. You don't tweet a lot about the NWA. You don't do this is an opportunity for you. Are you saying that you have to be the champion in order to do this stuff? That you have to be in the same position as Trevor Murdoch to be able to do this?
Billy Corgan pays me to be an on-air talent. I will post if I'm on the show. I'll post about it. I'll promote it. I'll post what I did. I'm not going to promote the NWA all week long if I'm not involved.
But Matt, I have you on. But Matt, I put you on the show today. Obviously, we wanted to talk a little GCW, but I put you on the show today to promote the NWA. The first 2 minutes of the interview, you buried the NWA.
Listen, I think NWA has all the potential in the world, right? I think they need me as champion because, like Nick Aldis did, carry that title, defend that title, bring prestige to that title. Trevor Murdoch, has he ever been on Busted Open? He can't be because he doesn't even have fucking Zoom. He doesn't have the internet where he lives. He can't do this show.
He has.
He calls
him.
The quality is going to be horrible. People are going to turn it off.
The quality was very good. I will say when we had him on.
There's no way Trevor Murdoch knows how to use Zoom. There's no way.
A little spotty.
There's no way. I have a whole setup here, a microphone, a set. Just imagine that 10 pounds of gold right behind me every time I do Busted Open or any interview or the Major Wrestling for a Podcast or whatever I do. The title will always be there. Trevor Murdoch, where is it? It's probably in his gear bag, and he doesn't do any other shows, so it's just collected dust in his gear bag, and then he does every NWA show, and that's it. Is he going to defend it? Is he going to defend it anywhere else? He's the world champ, right? When's the last time he left the U.S.?
It's
what you're saying.
Listen, I'm not trying to put him down. I'm just asking
But Dave, he is. See, here's one of the problems. People can't stand to hear the truth. And what Cardona is saying is truth. And in truth, he might be burying Murdoch. But does it make it wrong? It's the truth. It is what it is. But a lot of people can't stand hearing the truth these days.
So what you are saying, Matt, and Bully, you too, like with Trevor, it was a great buildup. It was a great story leading in. It was a great moment winning the title. But it is all about the follow-up, and the follow-up has been weak. He hasn't defended the championship. He hasn't traveled with the championship. He doesn't do a lot of media. Obviously, he doesn't do a lot of social media. So ultimately, it was a great story. It was a great moment, but there was nowhere you could go after that moment.
Listen, bell to bell, awesome. Great. Not denying that one bit. But this guy needs to get on some flights. Does he have a local airport? Does his airport have clear? Does he have TSA pre? Maybe that's why he doesn't want to get on these flights. Maybe no one else wants to book him. I don't know why he's not doing these other shows. Me, I want to work as much as possible. This weekend, I did the Impact right to Hammerstein. So I want to work. I want to wrestle. I want to promote GCW, Impact, NWA. What is Trevor doing? You can't tell me Trevor Murdoch can't get booked on a show on a weekend. You can't find a spot for the NWA World Champion on your show. Is he even trying? Does he have a booking email? What's going on here? I'll tell you what. I guarantee I would get that title more recognition in a week than Trevor Murdoch has given it since he's been champ.
So I mean, you're being very clear here. You think Trevor Murdoch as your NWA champion is actually hurting the company as a whole?
It's definitely not helping it. It's definitely not helping the company progress. What new set of eyes have been on NWA since Trevor Murdoch won the championship?
Dave, do you notice my silence?
Yes, because
how often am I silent?
Very rare.
Whether I'm thinking in work mode or shoot mode, I always can come back with something. I don't have anything to come back with. What he's saying is dead on balls accurate. If I'm a booker, a promoter, an owner of a company, just the social media numbers speak volumes.
No, I mean, I love Trevor Murdoch. I thought it was an amazing moment when he won, but it hasn't helped the company as a whole. Matt just said it. When Nick Aldis was the champion, you knew Nick Aldis was the champion. He was everywhere. We saw him at All In, you know, defending the title, you know, going up against Cody Rhodes for that championship. Bully, go ahead.
Matt, do you think that what you're saying, because you know Trevor Murdoch's going to hear this, you know the NWA is going to get wind of it, everybody listens. Do you think that this is going to light a huge fire under his ass that's going to wind up with him bringing it at you even more?
I hope it does. Listen, I like the Trevor Murdoch story. He quit the business, right? He was such a failure, he quit the business, then decides, okay, let me give it one more shot. Wins the big one. It's a great story, and I would love for him to continue that story, just not on that top guy level. You know what I'm saying? Because he's already proven that he can't handle the pressure. He doesn't want to be the champion every single day like I want to be, like Nick Aldis was. He wants to be the champion. You know, they do the NWA tapings every couple of months. They tape a bunch of weeks in advance. He likes going there, walking around with the title, you know? Like, we all know you're the champ, Trevor. He wants to walk around backstage, have all those young kids look up to him. And then what does he do? Nothing. Nothing. He doesn't wrestle anywhere else. He doesn't do any media. He doesn't do anything. It's like, what's the point?
Dave, think about this. You hold the NWA World Heavyweight Championship in the highest regard, right?
I do. Yes.
Don't you think, to Cardona's point, don't you think that championship should be defended as much as possible? Cardona's doing more defending a GCW championship than Murdoch is doing defending an NWA championship. Why is Cardona in higher demand than the NWA World Heavyweight Champion?
I'm defending my internet championship, which I made up, more than Trevor's defending the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. It's disgusting. It's an embarrassment to the NWA championship.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it because I do love Trevor, and that NWA championship does mean the world to me. But Matt, what you're saying, I have to agree with. Since he's been the champion, we don't really talk about the NWA. We don't talk about the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. And honestly, Bully, and you notice, I would love to talk more about the NWA. I want it to be at the point where it was before the pandemic, where on Wednesdays, we were talking about what took place on Power. And we haven't been doing that recently. Unless like a Matt comes on, or Billy Corgan comes on, or Nick Aldis comes on, we really don't talk about the NWA. I want to get back to a point where we're talking about the NWA. And I'm not even saying that Matt's the right guy. As a matter of fact, I got to be honest, I'm a little upset. The guy's disrespecting the NWA. But I think we do need an NWA champion like a Nick Aldis did, that waves the flag for the company, because honestly, Trevor Murdoch's not doing that right now, Bully.
I just checked Trevor's Instagram, okay? So I did that show at Hammerstein. Yesterday, I posted over 10 times about that show. To continue the buzz, there was great buzz Sunday. I want to continue the buzz. I posted more times on Monday about the GCW show than Trevor has posted all month. I posted more in one day than Trevor's posted all month. This guy's the champion. He's trying to get the word out. This is horrible. And most of these posts are the ones that are the pictures that are in those emails. Nothing on his own. He didn't create any content. It's just the photos and never a power. The generic picture that we all got. You can't like do something creative with it. You can't, I don't know, do something. Just, this is an embarrassment.
Dave, you talk about how you would love to talk about the NWA more. I always talk about who forces us to talk about them. I want to be forced to talk about somebody or some particular company. Somebody chimed in this morning and they were like, you're going to have Cardona on again? Well, Cardona is forcing our hand. Yes. He just came out of this GCW show and he's working with the NWA against Trevor Murdoch. Yes. He's making us, he's getting himself over so much that we have to acknowledge it. And that's what, this is where I think a lot of wrestlers can learn from what Matt is doing today. And I don't blow smoke up his ass because I like him. I give him credit where credit is due, because years ago, he did the same thing with the fucking YouTube channel.
Yeah,
and they hammered him for it, and they held him down for it. And he left it. He says, "Okay, I'm just going to do it again." Now he's doing it on a bigger level.
So, are you going to get an opportunity to go after this NWA championship? Because Bully, I would think Billy Corgan had to be watching what he was watching on Sunday. Maybe, hopefully, listening to this interview. Like, are you going to get an opportunity to go after that NWA championship?
Listen, I don't have the pencil over there. I'm not the Booker man, but I would hope so. I didn't come to NWA because I'm a nice guy and I want to save it. Yes, of course, I do want to save NWA. I do want the credit. Me and Mike Knox, the saviors of NWA. But I want the 10 pounds of gold. I want to add another title to my collection. So, Billy, if you're listening, please give me the opportunity to help save your company. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for more money. I'm not asking for first-class travel. I'm asking for an opportunity to help save your company. That's it.
I'm done.
Hopefully Billy Corgan is listening. If you're a fan like me, tune into NWA Power every Tuesday at 6:05 on YouTube and Fight. Also NWA USA on YouTube and Fight noon on Saturdays. And who knows, maybe on one of those two shows in the future, you're going to be looking at Matt Cardona with that NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Actually, I think we should rename it the MCWA. The Matt Cardona Wrestling Alliance. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's kind of disrespectful to the NWA, but, you know.
Maybe a little too much.
You think? Maybe a
just
little
picture
too much.
That 10 pounds of gold with a nice purple strap.
Oh,
huh?
God,
what do you think?
Now
we've got a spinner.
Now you just ruined
NWA
it.
World's Heavyweight Championship.
Ooh, the spinner. I like that.
Please don't
do
that.
What do you think about that, Dave?
Matt, don't do that.
What do you think about that?
If you win this, if you're given the opportunity and you win this NWA championship, please don't tell me you're going to do something stupid like painting it purple.
Shane Douglas 2.0.
Don't do that. This is a prestigious world title, Matt. Please. Seriously.
Listen, I'm not going to throw it on the ground like Shane. I'm not going to do anything like that. I just want to help, right? I'm not trying to disrespect NWA. I'm not trying to shit on the legacy. The NWA is the NWA. The reputation, the legacy speaks for itself. I'm just here to elevate it, to help it evolve, because I don't want the NWA to just do these tapings every month. I want to be live every week. I want sold out houses. I want merchandise, right? I want to go all over the world with the NWA. I don't know if that's going to happen with Trevor Murdoch. I mean, Trevor Murdoch, the guy hasn't even had an action figure in over a decade. Maybe that's where the heat is with me. Maybe he thinks I make the toys. I just talk about toys. I do make some toys too, but it's not my fault that Trevor Murdoch hasn't had an action figure in over a decade. That's you need someone who's marketable. Trevor Murdoch is not marketable.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you. Congratulations on everything that took place on Sunday night. It kind of reminded me of a big Bennigan's parking lot on Route 17 in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So thank you for that. And then
New Jersey sucks.
New Jersey is so fucking awesome. You have no idea.
No,
you really
disgusting.
Have no it idea. Sucks. It's the greatest state in this country. NWA USA each and every Saturday at noon on YouTube and Fight TV. And NWA Power every Tuesday at 6:05 on YouTube and Fight. Matt, thank you again for so much for the time.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, if you need a weekend off or something, I'll take your spot. You know, if you want to take a nice break, maybe a nice long couple of month break, me and Bully, we'll handle the show.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. All right. We'll react to Matt when Bully and I are back right here. The guy's so fucking full of himself. It's unbelievable. When Bully and I are back right here, fucking he's going to take that fucking NWA championship and he's going to win and he's going to paint the purple. This son of a bitch is going to just spit on the prestige of that title, the history of the NWA. It's people from Long Island. It really is a certain type of people that are like this. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.